All right, we have two parts today here. One is just to clarify some of the halakhas dealing with Sirsim. I was having a discussion a few weeks ago with Avrami on the way home. Where we were, and he was speaking to me about the reasons for Psak Halach and Sfiras HaOmer, why even if you forget during the day, if you forget at night to do Sfira, but you do it during the day, so you can still count the following night. There's so many different shittas, and if you normally, and this is the shir, the beginning of the shir today, we usually have a rule, Safek Brachas Lako. Safek Brachas Lako means you don't know if you make a brach, you don't make a brach. I mentioned this yesterday in the Pirkei Avos. Rabbanan don't go ahead and require us to make brachas unless the Torah tells us that this is what you should be doing. Rabbanan say, make a brach on that. But if we're not sure if we should do it or not, Rabbanan are not going to say, brachas are only with Rabbanan anyway. The Rabbanan are not going to say, make a bracha where it's a suffix. So the question that we will begin with, and then we're going to head into a different sugya altogether, fascinating sugya, is that there are so many shittas by Sfiras HaOmer. We're going to see. If someone forget, the shittas Bahag, we'll have to see what the Bahag holds. But if you forget one day, the Bahag says, you cannot count with a bracha the following day. Also, we have that shittah. And then we have other shittas that say, no, you could still count. Then we have shittas that say, if you count during the day, so you didn't miss your counting yet. So why is it that the halacha is that if you miss last night count and you count today, but you can still count tonight with a bracha. But maybe there are all these sheetness over there, and maybe the ikkar counting is at night, last night. And if you count during the day, it doesn't really, it's a count during the day. But how do I know that tonight I could still make a bracha? It doesn't make any sense. If there's this sheet that holds that you can only make a bracha at night, right? That means the Ikra sphere is at night. And that's the only time you can do sphere. So if I counted today, well, let's say it was more probable yesterday, Shabbos, someone got to count Friday night. So they didn't do sphere Friday night. So they counted yesterday during the day, but without a bracha. Why do they count without a bracha? Because maybe counting during the day doesn't count. Oh, if counting during the day doesn't count, then how did you have a right last night to go back to making a bracha again? Maybe we hold like those sheetahs that during the day doesn't count. And if day doesn't count, I don't have a right to go ahead and make a bracha last night. So I can continue to count because our sheet is that whole, that every day is a separate mitzvah. So what we're going to do is although up until this year, I went with Rabbi Avad Yosef, and Rabbi Avad Yosef is a whole shulah that felt there's a lot of sphinkus over there, but for some reason over here, he brought a rocky mitzvah. He just tell you the Allah based on shulah that you can continue to make a bracha. But what I did is I delved with, after I spoke to Rabbi about it, see if I have a different, a better shot. I don't want to say better, but a different mahalach in this whole sugya of Sfiras HaOmer. Follow with me over there. I myself I became fascinated by the way the Rishayim quote other Rishayim. So if the Olmo goes slowly through the sugya with me, I think we'll come out with a beautiful understanding of the Indian of Sfiras HaOmer as we complete our last week of Sfiras HaOmer. And then we're going to head into the mitzvah of Shluas. And I'll share with you on the Chiddush Gadol. Says, let's learn Taisus. We are saying Sfiras HaOmer is Zeichel Amigdush. Nira, says Taisus. The Bisabik HaSheichel. Let's say you don't know. Ben Ashmasis. You don't know if it's night, not, or not. So let's say last night after Shkia, or every night after our minion here after Shkia. Yachol Lebarich. You're allowed to make a bracha. Ben Sarach Lahamti. You don't have to wait till Badei Laila. So that's why the Olam always asks, after Shkia, why are we going ahead and saying Sfiras HaOmer? Shouldn't be doing it. Says Taisis, you're allowed. And this is Psak Halom. He went to speak of the Rabbanan. It's the Safek the Rabbanan. Is this night or not? We don't know. But we're allowed to be make. So you could all ask me, what do I mean? We don't make a bracha. Right? How could you make a bracha after Shkia? We don't know if it's night yet. If you don't know if it's night. So it seems the way Taisis is learning that, well, first we pass in. Can I do the Sfira? Oh, I'm allowed to do Sfira. So I'm allowed to do sphere. The Rabbanan came along and said, all right, you're allowed to make a bracha. Why am I allowed to do sphere? This man is a suffix. It's a suffix, the Rabbanan. Suffix, the Rabbanan. We go lakula. What does lakula mean? I can consider a night. If I can consider a night, I then am allowed to go ahead and make a bracha. It's similar to the halacha of Priya Shema and Emes Yatsev. Naturally, you said Shema or not. And you're not sure if you said Emes Yatsev. Emes Yatsev is Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a Riki Veger and other Achrayim that say, first paskin out on the Dairais, now that I paskin, now I can go ahead and make a bracha on it too. So Taisus clearly says that Seika Drabban, you can make a bracha. Well, you know, it says Taisus further, Dafilu Biyoin, Samukha Chashecha, You have to know what these words mean. If it's day close to night, that's not even be better. Because of tamimos, you need tamimos. Because I mean, allow the size of the there, it doesn't seem to be. It doesn't seem to, you have to do it. You have to do it. What does that mean? Beyond some chesh, it's questionable what those words mean. It means even before Shia, well, because you need to have tamimos. Very, very difficult to understand what that sheet is. Now, this is the ikar of the Shia. Says Taisus like this. Right? The shachach lizbar b'layla. You didn't count that night. Brings our bahad. Pasuk about shesayfer b'yayin. You're allowed to count during the day. Okay, since the bahad world, you can count during the day with a bracha or no bracha. He doesn't say. You can count during the day. Kain hayanira mutter stam asis. The Mishnah says like that. End of the parak. Daf ayin aleph. It's not mitzvah. Say b'layla liktzah. The mitzvah is to cut the omer at night. But if you cut it during the day, kasher. We're connecting cutting of the omer and sviras omer. If you can cut, you can do svira. He has another Mishnah. At the end of Megillah, what does the end of Megillah say? And it says it on Daf Ayin Beis. Any mitzvah in the Mishnah there that says Yaim is Yaim, any mitzvah that says Laila is Laila. So Ma the Yaim Belaila Loy after Laila be Yaim Loy. If he ties this, how does he end off? You can't count during the day. So once again, we have Shitas Bahag. Bahag goes, you can count, you missed out at night, you can count during the day. And we have Taisus that says no, because if you're going to compare it to the mitzvah of Sira Simon, to Sira Simon, you're only allowed to cut. Call out the night kasha big Sira Simon, night and not day. So again, we're connecting Sira and Ketzira. When you can do Ketzira, you can do Sira. If you learn Taisus here, what would the Olam clearly say? That Lefi Taisus here, Menachas and Nafsam Adwav Amen Aleph, that the Bahagot you count during the day. Rabbeinu Tam says, what are you counting during the day for? It doesn't help to count during the day. So I'm back to my, then you're very good. Back to my question then. If you can't count during the day, so then what am I doing the next night? If you miss the night, if Pete Tice says, day doesn't count. If day doesn't count, how do I have a right the next night to go ahead and make a bracha? That's my shayla. Let's go by to Tice. He brings also, I possibly go chesidailis. Now he has our other halachas gedot. If you miss a day, the loy suffering, you didn't count. You can't count anymore. Oh, that's how shitas bahag. You should divide tmimis, me tmimis. But Talmud says taisis, it's not right. So lefi taisis, he clearly see that if you miss a day, you could still count. Oh, if that's true, so then it's very good. Memanav shach. The shitas taisis holds that you can't count during the day, but if you miss, you can still count the next night. So memanav shach. If you hold like the bahag, we'll see in a moment. If y'all like the Bahag holds that you can count during the day. So if you count during the day, so then you already can still count the following night. So you're going to put all sheets together, and that's the way I always learned. In the Manav Shach, you can count the following night. Let's review again. The sheet is Bahag. During the day, you count during the day. Is it a counting? It's a counting. If you miss then the whole day, yeah, the sheet is Bahag. What, you can't count the next night. You missed out a day. I'm sorry, if the sheet is back, if you count during the day, it's still a counting. You should be able to continue to count the next night. But if you miss the whole day, places anyway holds that you're allowed to count the next night, because every day is a separate mitzvah. So whether you hold like sheet is places the bag and you put them all together, the man of shach, you'll be able to count. The problem is that the bahag is very unclear when you look at the bahag. So what I did was over here is I wrote it, there's a sefer here that did help me out. And let's read it together. It's exactly what I just said to you. In Tzeinu Lameid in Divrei Taisus Bimenachis Shedas Farhag the Bahag Mitzvah Soim Lachatchil Lispar Belayla Bibracha Laisif Belayla Yispar Beyond the Bracha. So the Bahag holds that during the day you can make a bracha. The Gam Beyond Yesh Mitzvah. And if you didn't count the whole day, so the Bahag holds you can't count. But if you all like Rabbeinu Tam, if you didn't count at night, you don't have a Katakani. Day doesn't count. But the Taisus still holds that you're allowed to count the next night anyway, because to me, every day is a separate day, right? So everybody understands that we would stop right here. It's very understandable, our halacha lemaisa is if today someone didn't count, they could still count tonight. If you hold like the Bahag, you counted during the day today, anyway, you'll be able to, it's a counting. You're able to count. If you sheet those places, even though today doesn't count, what's the difference? I can count every day as a separate mitzvah. So my man of shach, he would be yaitza. Problem is, and if the Olam has a teret, I'd love to hear. It doesn't, if you look at Taisus and Megillah, and you start looking at the Taisus in, It doesn't make any sense. Because look what Tysus says in Megillah, that you'll clearly see the Tysus in Megillah is not like Tysus in Menachos. I'm a Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam like this. Shem shachach levarach b'laylo. Rabbeinu Tam, we just learned. Same Rabbeinu Tam. He can't make a bracha during the day. He holds like the same Tysus. Gemar Menachos, Nitzaviyayim, everything deals with that, and he holds that this is a better Sama. But I knew. And then Tysus says, more than that, even if you do hold, you can cut during the day. By Sphira, he holds no. There you need Tamimais. Tysus clearly holds counting during the day is worthless. You don't, it doesn't. You miss Friday night, count Shabbos day, you're wasting your time. You don't need to do that. Then look what he writes. I put it in bold. We're going to read the Bahag now. Look at Tysus and Megillah, how he quotes the Bahag. You forgot to count at night. Yimno l'machar, count the next day without a bracha. L'chein halacha. Bahag holds during the day without a bracha. That's what we do. So my shayla to you is like this. Why does the Bahag hold? You don't make a bracha. If the Bahag holds that counting during the day counts, so make a bracha. If the Bahag is not sure, so he says he kept. So if you're going to be following shitas of the Bahag, so now we have a right to count tonight. Again, if we're chayshis rules, if you're going to learn like this, Tysus and Menachos clearly holds Lefi the Bahag, even allowed to make a bracha during the day. Tysus says, we saw, he says you can count during the day. Well, Lefi Tysus and Megillah, Avol Im, Shachach Lai, Lavi Yai. Tysus says, Layim Noi, Bibracha, Dinina, Tamimus Lakli. You don't have that. That Shitas Bahag. So the Shitas Bahag is very, according to this Tysus in Megillah, if you forget last night and now you're counting during the day, are we making a bracha today? We're not making a bracha today. Lefi Tysus, it's a waste of time anyway. You're not counting anything today. Even the Shitas Bahag, Tysus and Megillah says, there's no reason to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha today because it appears that the Bahag himself is Masufik. Is counting during the day, counting or not? If it's a counting, I can make a bracha during the day. If it's not a counting, then I can't make a bracha during the day. But Lefi this Tysus, you see that the Bahag holds that you can't make a bracha during the day. If you can't make a bracha during the day, that means the Bahag himself is Masufik. If the Bahag is Masufik, and we're going to go with all Shitas, Tysus, or Rabbeinu Tam, how do we have a right tonight to count with the bracha if you forgot during the day?
That's only
Shitas Tysus.
You hold like both.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if you hold like so Tysus, you're right. If you forget during the day, I can count like science and 7 minutes. We're Chayshus Shitas of the Bahag.
So if the Bahag is doing Masufik, saying go count the next day.
So right. Very good. That means he's not sure of counting. No, the Bahag clearly holds that it's one long mitzvah. So if you forget a day, Lefi the Bahag, you can't count anymore. That's for sure. The Bahag doesn't know if you count during the day, does it count or not? So on the side that it counts, very good. So I counted today. On the side that it doesn't count, so I can't make a bracha. If the Bahag holds that you can count during the day, why can't you make a bracha today? During the day, make a bracha. So Lefi Tysus and Mesechtas Menachos, it's Vadai Lefi that Tysus, the Bahag holds. Then you can make a bracha during the day. Oh, if you can make a bracha during the day, some of the shach, which the Shitas Bahag day counts with a bracha, he's not Masufik. If the Shitas Tais, Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't count, but it's every day is a separate mitzvah. But we see Tais Megillah doesn't hold like that. Okay, so then it's Sarki and Gagalu. What's the halacha? Let's look at the Torah. What I did was, somewhere here I did find the Bahag inside. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't on the cheat, because I did look. I looked up the Bahag inside to see what he says. Let's see the Torah here. The Torah says like this: Kasa Balachas Gedolus. He brings down the Bahag. Shim Shachat Levar Kalalala Shias Babiyan. It doesn't tell us with a bracha, no bracha. What does the Torah hold? We know what the Bahag holds. We know the Bahag says that you do count during the day. What does the Torah hold? The Bahag holds. We have two Bahags here. We have the Bahag in Tysus, and we have the Bahag mentioned here in Megillah. And which one is the right Bahag? Then look, so let's go by it there. Says the Torah, and the Rosh. Kasav, you clearly see what the Torah holds. Because he brings down the Rosh. That means the Bahag himself holds the way Tysus in Menachos, that the Bahag holds, that you can make a bracha during the day. So you see that the Torah, what does the Bahag actually write? So I did look up the Bahag himself. He seems to clearly say that you can make a bracha during the day. So if you sheet this bag, you're allowed to make a bracha during the day. Oh, then beautiful. The halach is great. So let's go back there. Look what he says. But then he brings down except for the first night. You have to count. You can make a bracha the rest of the night. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So we clearly see what the Torah holds. Let's go to the Mechaber. How does the Mechaber hold the Bahad? Talk to the Mechaber like this. Now we learn the Bir Alof. Shachak v'lay Bir Kolay Ali to make a bracha. Yisqa b'yayim v'lay bracha, countering the day. Yisqa b'yayim, k'das ha'arei paisim. The b'di'evit, but it's a b'di'evit. Sfiras y'ayim ar l'sfiras. It says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a good sfiras. Yeah, with a bracha or not. How is the Mishnah Berurah? So let's learn the Sharetim. Sharetim brings down the Bahad. Bahad v'lchus ha'tzeres. And the Rambam, and he brings down the everything's probably in Sira. Still, let's turn over the sheet. Maskil, the whole Indian goes together, says the Sharetian. The second line, the people, I'm in Tir Biyan Kasha, the Sphere being a Tir Sark, we saw a Ben Lutam. That nothing, even if you hold that you can cut during the day, Sphere is at night. And he brings the Meiri, the Af, the Ikka, Mitzvah, Sphere Balai, when he come up, Bidiyavit, Cypher, Biyayvit, Bracha. Oh, clearly you see that the Sharetian is learning the Bahad that during the day you can make a Bracha. I'm in Chuvah, it's going to, oh, so if the Bir Alacha learns like that, so then it's great, then everything fits in. Because if he sheet this bag, if you count during the day, you can even do it a Bracha. He's not mistaken. But if you remain a time, that day doesn't count anyway, it's a seven mitzvah. You come up with our Alacha, then Alacha Lamaisa, that if you forget during the day, I'm sorry, if you forget during the day, and I, so you have to be Chayshu sheet this Bahad. Which holds that if you miss a day, you can't count. But if you count during the day, without a Bracha, it still holds for the next night with a Bracha, Mimon of Shalom. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, but he says a little bit different. He says, so you're going to count during the day without a bracha. Why? He tells us again, the Eshel HaKpah Yisrael Yisrael is a man of a lila. Who's that? Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, if you make a bracha during the day, it's a bracha about Tala. The way we're learning, it's very posh, because we have Cheetahs to Rabbeinu Tam, but this is what I wanted to show everybody here. There's a Sharetian, and the Sharetian says, is a Trumas Hadeshin. What does the Trumas Hadeshin say? We're going to learn the Trumas Hadeshin inside in a moment. But he brings down the Beis Yosef. This is the part I don't get. Because look what he says over here. The way we're learning is very partial. You make a brach if you forget during the day. But look what the Sharetian says. It's a Sfek Sveik Lechiyuba. Safik to be the Evid Sphere Zman and Kolam Eislais. Really? It's a Safik if you have 24 hours. Even if you're going to say like the place when it say Dain Sphere Beyond, that doesn't count. Afal Pekane. Harbi paiskim maskimin. There are many paiskim that are maskim. Dena yama. That means not everybody's maskim. But who's this? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. You don't need to meet myself. And he brings taisis in the nachis. Really, I like it. Cheniskima minor mark. Cheniskam all the achrayim. Not like the pre-chadash. Pre-chadash holds my original question. If you chayshis for the paiskim that you're not allowed to make a bracha during the day, it must mean you need to meet myself. Then came as far as if you skip the day, you don't have a right to say a bracha the rest of the night. But the zay in a hechrat kamaisha mukhin betayz menachas. Like it's mukhin, but that's beautiful now. You understand how to learn a Sharetian. He's quoting Taisa menachas. If you're going to learn Taisa and Megillah that quotes the Bahad that you can't make a bracha during the day, then how do we have a right to continue with Sfira with a bracha tonight? But the question still is that there are paiskim that do hold like this. And we always say self and brachas lahakal. There are paiskim that say that the Bahag is in Sufik. So if, and the Bahag himself would hold that during the day you can't make a bracha. And if that's also, how do we have a right to make a bracha? We're going to learn the Trumas of Eshin. It's Yisayit in all of all Hilchos brachas. And let's see how to come out of Alach L'maisa. And then we're going to head into a totally different sugya. Zak the Trumas of Eshin. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember. Someone forgets. Someone Friday night can't remember. If they did Sfira, they were so tired. They don't remember if they did or not. So what should you do, Mikan Aleiluk? Yisrael Brachaleiluk. What would that, without looking at his tarot, what would you say? So the way we're learning. So again, one night, last Friday night, he didn't count yesterday. He counted yesterday, we just said. He didn't count. Comes last night, comes to Sphere, says, I don't know if I counted. Or I had someone last week, someone did. Had a lady tell me she knows for sure, she doesn't know for sure, but she's almost sure she counted the wrong day. So she's misophic. I told her, I don't know why she thinks like that, but she told me she thinks she for sure did, but that's how our minds play games. Also, if it's a night later, she definitely thinks the night before she did. She's telling me, I'm telling you the night before, I'm not sure if I did the right day. I said, well, why are you not sure? I said, you got the same text that you're supposed to do, Svira? And she said, I'm not sure. So what would the Olam say right now? You're not sure.
You might see someone else's problem.
Solve all problems. But let's say that would be true. But you have to do it every night now. It's every night. That's what you have to do. Every going for, right? So you would have to do that. You could always do that. But what would the Allah, based on what we're saying over there, he doesn't know. So if you don't know, so you might have missed. Once you missed, then how do you have a right to go further with a bracha? right? You should.
Except
what? What's the sex say? If you hold like sheep with bahav, you can't do it. If you hold like for better time, you could. And it's right. So it's a sex. We don't know if you said it in the first place. So normally, what do we say? Very good. Excellent. Very good. So normally, what would we say? Something brachas lachem. Right? Because that's we don't correct. Know. That's the shayla that I have to see. Because maybe you watch, I make a, I don't know. If Safik brachas lachal, I don't know, did I, am I still allowed to do the mitzvah or not?
Safik
so why am I, what, Safik brachas lachal means if I have a Safik, why should I do it?
Sex thing is more of a reason to have the right to do
it. Yeah, but when it comes to brachas, even if there's a 1% chance we don't make a brachas, Safik brachas lachal.
1% chance of Safik. Sex thing, well, this is like the right thing we have to do. Sex thing.
That's a derisive, what I'm saying. That would be a derisive. Yes, it's
like a good day if the right thing to do, the hell wasn't for it. Sex thing is.
Yeah, I'm saying, but by brachas, we don't find that because by a bracha, we find that even if there's a very small percentage, we still say, don't make a bracha. If someone, even if there's a small percentage, if someone tells me, you know what, 90% chance I made the bracha, there's 10% chance I didn't, I'm still going to tell them, you don't have to make a bracha. Can't sell a bracha, sell it, don't make a bracha then. So what? The Svek Svek is just going to make it a more of a percentage.
It's not a percentage. It's not a percentage. What is it? Now it's changing. You have two reasons to say, based on two reasons, you say one of them came in. That's how we have it. So I would have a percentage. It's not a percent, it's not a number.
I don't mean a percentage. It's not definitely not a percentage. It's still
it makes it a bigger stuff.
It makes it a bigger stuff.
It makes less stuff.
Yeah, but I'm, at the end of the day, I don't know if I said it or not, right? So now I have to go. So if I don't know if I said it, and the PD sheet is in. So let's pass it on that. You said it, you didn't. You can't say it now. No, so I'm not saying you're not, that's how some of the place can learn that they discuss it's a sex cycle of chumra here. Let's make a bracha. Well, why we learn sex cycle? Don't make a bracha. Go ahead and say that we should. But that's the mahalak that most learn. What we're going to see is the Trumas Hadashin learn like that. Let's learn the Trumas Hadashin inside. And that's just what's strange to me is the Sharatin quotes the Trumas Hadashin, and you have these paiskim that come up with what we just said. Says the Trumas Hadashin. Matsasi, I found Arzarua, the Arzarua Gadol, the Rav Yisabe. The Rav holds that Sphere Bismanazaz Daraisa. Not that it's Rabbanim. Sphere Bismanazaz Daraisa. Upasak mi taikha. And because if Sphere is Daraisa, the Habay is Tlayevshu Tamunda. So we have a lot of Shilas in the Gemara about Sphere. We're going to go Lachurma. You have to count. Azlina Melechama Gabi Sphere. You have to count. Because I don't know, it's a deraisa. Whenever it's suffic deraisa, I have to do it. Vitzarach las chzar belis varkimai gabi suffic ame emes yatziv. Like I said to you before, if you're not sure if you said emes yatziv, you have suffic layama. Mara says you have to go back because emes yatziv is deraisa. It's yitzias mitzrayim. Although vayomer is also, but the emes yatziv is we refer to as the part that talks about yitzias mitzrayim. Deraisa kol zeh kasev raiva. Okay, let's stop right here. So what's he saying? He's saying the right behold, the sphere same as the Raisa. So we're gonna pass it on the sphere itself. So once again, if you're not sure if you counted or not, if it's a Darabanon, go ahead and say that you don't have to go ahead and count. It's a Darabanon anyway. But if it's a Daraisa, so I have to pass it on the Raisa. Very good. So let's see now. In Kabinid, in Nanami, I must count. I have a chiyuv to count. Me type something. Something the Rabbanon says we don't have to count for. You don't even know if you chayev. Shalai sipa. So I have to count because maybe I didn't count. Shema, you'd say Shema. It's not Shalai. Shema, maybe I didn't count. Or the previous night. Halayla Shava. Ba'af al gav detaisis b'menachas v'ashri b'shem ri. Pligi behed yibaha. And they, all that sphere b'zman says only the Rabbanon say chil amigdash. But in unami sphere, the chalayla mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. Anyway, hold it to mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. Okay. Shapir Seifer Bebracha. You with the Trumas Hashem, you can count with a bracha. Yeah. If you're like Shitas Taisis, anyway, you can count with a bracha. Because even if you're not, if he's Shitas of the other place came over here, that no, that you can't. Oh, but it's a Daraisa. Something Daraisa, I have to count. So the Daraisa says I have to count. Does that mean that because the Daraisa says I have to count, once you have to count, the Rabbanon say make a bracha? He seems to be learning what I said to you about the MS Yatzin. That suffic brachas lahakal is, I don't know about the bracha itself. First, passing out on the mitzvah, I have to do the mitzvah, then make a bracha.
The point is, it's not suffic brachas. It's not suffic on the bracha itself, it's suffic on the mitzvah.
Very good. So first, he's telling you, passing out on the mitzvah, And the mitzvah said, because there's a sheet of the Raivyo that says it's Zairaisa, so now you have to count. You must count. Oh, once you must count, counting goes with a bracha. So Zabit bracha, so luckily he's telling you is not, that's where I don't know if I make a shakal or not. So I don't
know. It's not Zabit bracha. It's something
very good. Why not? Because I'm passing out on the actual mitzvah itself. So I pass it on the mitzvah itself. Now that the mitzvah itself says, oh, you got to count, okay, so the bracha goes with it. So if bracha says, I don't know if it made a shahakal near the dvarei anachah. So don't make a shahakal. So bracha says, I don't know if I did it. But here we're not passing it out on the bracha. We're passing out on the mitzvah. Have a mitzvah to count. Have a mitzvah to count. You would have been able to go out. You make a bracha. I don't know, but according to this, if someone's not sure, they took a little of a rest, you know what? On the first day.
On the first day.
Right, the rest day is the Rabbanah. So on the first day, if you're not sure if you took a little Ganesser, according to the Chumash Sedeshin, you have a chiyuv to take it. I don't know if I did it. Now they down in the scenario, you have to make a bracha. Because we're passing that on very good. You're passing it on the loop. But it's not what all, and it's what's to me doesn't make sense is that the Paiskim that quote the Chumash Sedeshin go into what you said that it's a Svek Sveika and you can make a bracha on the Svek Sveika. The Chumash Sedeshin doesn't say that. When you look what he ends up, he says, Mima Zakin and Bahanezo Basre Boloy Baha. Look, he says that the whole, it's interesting his lashon over here. So we don't know what to do, but since bracha v'atol is only midrabanan on anyway, so you can make a bracha. You hear the opposite way to think?
Where are we so much on that?
Right. It's so opposite than what everyone's quoting. Because it's only with, it's midrabanan anyway, if you make a bracha v'atol, I have a dairaisa. So the dairaisa tells me I have to do the dairaisa. So do the derais, make the bracha, big deal. So you say it's a bracha, but talking about bracha, it's not the rabbanu anyway.
So
the whole thinking is backwards and whatever we learned.
So how does he learn some bracha?
Like we said, I don't know. Did I make a shahakal on this woman? So you some bracha, don't make a bracha. But if you're passing out on the derais, so I there's a rabbanu, there's a bracha. Okay, the brachas are only the rabbanu anyway. So what's the worst? I'm doing the bracha about Allah, but the mitzvah needs the bracha.
But it doesn't.
Right, it doesn't really, but
if
once
you, if it's
but
true,
it goes together, still it still goes together. Right, it goes together.
So if you take a little bit of esrog and you don't make a bracha,
right? The yaitza. I'm saying you can count without a bracha too.
So why is the bracha?
Because we're passing out on the bracha. That's what he's saying. You're passing out on the mitzvah. I now the bracha. Bracha is a big deal. It's bracha of a thousand
rabbis. You don't even need the bracha.
You don't need it. But like I said, like Rabbi Kivega said, you pass the mitzvah now tells us you need to do it. Oh, you need to do it? The Rabbanan say when you need to do it, it goes with a bracha. It's a maradiki aside and how to learn the whole sugya. The Rabbanan saw the bracha, luckily you're right. The Rabbanan cannot tell us to go make it. When you're not sure, don't make a bracha. But here it's more than that. Here, the Torah is telling you to count. Once you count, it goes with a bracha. I saw the bracha, luckily, that's when it's a standalone. But when it's together with the mitzvah, it's a big deal. It's the Rabbanan. The Torah is telling us to count. It's a the raisa, count. Rabbanah, don't count. We're going to go. There's Vishitas of the Zairaisa. Vishitas of the Zairaisa. You have to count with a bracha. Maradiki Yisai. What I don't know, the Sharetzin is quoting the Chumash Sedeshin. But then he goes, but he doesn't say that. If you look at, what I don't understand is if you look at the Sharetzin and go back to Nemhe, he brings the Chumash Sedeshin, and then he says, Svek Svek Lechiyuva. Yes, he said, Svek Svek Lechiyuva. But that's not what the Chumash Sedeshin says. That's what I don't get. The Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzin itself quotes the Chumash Sedeshin. So, anyway, yeah, but we hold it. The Rambam holds it. We hold it's not. So that's why if you look at this sefer, he helped me out with this because as I Lanias Daikiner, he says that look at the pshat of the Chumash Sedeshin. The besapik yesh levarach nemanim shach the machi have the raviyah that is the raisa. Today yesh levarach besapik kain shema. He goes into maybe the hak holds like him too. You need to don't forget about Bahak. The Bahak might hold like the Raivya. If the Bahak holds like the Raivya, then it's the Raisa. In time, I place this in the Rosh, hold it through Rabbanan. Okay, but they hold every night is anyway a separate mitzvah. We don't know what the Das of the Bahak is. Maybe the Bahak doesn't hold like that. Okay, we come up from after Limer came. Because we don't have a Paisik that says not to make a bracha. Yesh Levarach and the Kina Kula Hai, maybe that's what the Chumash Sedeshin is trying to say. So again, how do I know what the Bahak holds? The Chumash Sedeshin is bringing in some new sheet of the Raivya. But what is the Bahag hold? Lefi, what we're saying, the Bahag has to also agree with the Raivya that Sfira Saim is Dairaisa. So if the Bahag holds like the Sfira Saim is Dairaisa, so then you're anyway allowed to make a bracha. So Maman of Shach tonight, if you got today, you can make a bracha. Either you hold like Shita's Bahag. If you go with what I said all the way at the beginning, you don't have a problem anyway, because the Bahag anyway holds that during the day you can make a bracha. But even if not, Dairaisa, maybe he holds us as Safik Dairaisa, Safik Dairaisa, at least in the Chumas Hadeshin's case. In my case, it's different. If someone counts during the day, it's not a Safik. You count it during the day. The only Safik is how we pass them. Do we pass them like the Bahag, or do we pass them like Rebbeinu Tam? But if you
why isn't the simplest form of just be Yotz every day?
No. That's Rebbeinu Tam. Yeah, no, you definitely can do that. You definitely can be Yotz
with somebody
else. You should. I mean, you should. You should count with someone else. You should try to be Yotz with somebody else. I'm just saying that. But in my you count it during the day, so Lefi the Sheet is Bahag anyway, you if you hold like tight, you can make it with a brothel. So my point is that tonight, it's like he missed during the day. I don't know that I count or not count, because it's such a big machlekes of the Achrayim, with the Achrayim. Either way, you could say, what do you mean? But I have a Safik Daraisa. I don't know if I should count tonight. Okay, so count, because it's Lefi the Daraisa, you don't have to count. In other words, what I'm saying is that once we have this Trumas Hadeshed, and we don't know what the Halach is if you count during the day, so I'm a Safik. Comes tonight, I have to ask myself, did the counting of the day count or not? I'm not sure. Counted or not? Okay, Safik Daraisa. Safik Daraisa says you have to do the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. You can make a brach. So when you add it all together, Halacha Maaseh, the Halacha doesn't change. Just like Ephraim saying, we see over here that maybe it would make sense, because we don't know if the Bahag holds like this anyway, to be chayshish for the Shitas and maybe ask someone else to be yaitzi you. Okay, that's just to understand a little bit the Halacha Maaseh. We go into the into a sugi of the chiddush that we had in Teshuvos. I want to share. Rabbi Yoel Baruch Tinkel speaks about it, but I don't know why he doesn't quote the Shag Yisayeh. And I would like the Olam to help me out with this. We'll see something Maridik. Baruch says like this in Sechtev Sachem. Rabbi Yehazah says, "Ain't lo yelo adam yontif. When yontif comes, either you eat and drink or you sit and learn." Kulo l'Hashem, kulo l'chem. Rabbi Shua Amar, no, chalku split it off. Katzel chiddush di chatzel beis hamedrash. They have machlekes in the pesukim here. Was it Hashem al kachol or is it tielchem? Rabbi Yehazah savor aikul Hashem kul lachem. Rabbi Shua savor alku. Chetzi Hashem and chetzi lachem. I'm Rabbi Lozer. Kol ma'ivin. Everyone agrees batzeres. What's batzeres shuas? Everyone agrees on shuas. Eat also lachem. My time. Or what's the reason? Mentioned in the batzeres. Hashem gave us the tire. So why do you need lachem? Tarot is, I saw the Paiskim say, and Farshim say, that because we receive the Torah, not the Malachim, we are a guf. So we have to show that we got the Torah because we're a guf. So you have to eat. Show that we're different. Malachim don't deserve the Torah. That's the pshat, and everybody holds you need lachem. Amar Rabba, komoidim b'shabbos, you also need lachem. Why do you need lachem? My time, Einik Shabbos needs lachem. Amar Rabbi Yosef, komoidim b'purim, give me lachem. My time, give me a mishra b'simchliksim. Zot is a marsha. Chiddush gadol on the marsha. B'samachta b'chagacha. First man number holds maybe hainu defshin the kul Hashem. And then the Gemara says a kol ma'idim atzeres. Says the marsha when the Gemara started with atzeres, it wasn't meaning reshbuos. But again, the Gemara starts here, and the Gemara says one pasuk says atzeres tiolchem. One pasuk that's not shuos. It's talking about yantif. Atzeres Hashem alekacha. Says the marsha. Listen to the marsha. The Hani Kral Eli Chag Shuas is called Atzeres. When the Chachamim talk about Atzeres, they mean Shuas. And there it doesn't say Lashem, and there it doesn't say Lachem. Umistaber, you need Lashem because of the Gemara that we said. Go skip down a couple lines over here, and he says like this: the don't hold that you need to have Mishta V'Simcha. The Gemara is bringing an added Yom Tovim here. Gemara is talking about Purim. That you also need lachem, Shabbos needs lachem, Shavuos needs lachem. How do you know Purim? I'm reading you the line before the bowl. It says Yad Mishta v'Simcha, Yad Mishta Yalach le'Dibay lachem. Not the word Simcha. Simcha doesn't teach us that you need lachem. Why not? Only Einig does. Why? Rabbi Yadav Nami Ksiv. Yadav also says Simcha. You know what Simcha is? Limra Tayro. I'm a Sameach Alev. I the Gemara that says Yantiv ain't Simcha le'Basar. If you're going to eat, you need meat. But if you want to be yaitz simchas yantif, learn Torah. So according to this, when the Gemara says chetzi lachem and chetzi lachem, even the chetzi lachem, according to Rasha, could be limud haTorah. The Gemara is just telling you that if you're going to learn, if you want it to be the eating, then it has to be basa. comes a shahar gezayin.
How does it compare? What's the comparison? Chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem.
Very good. It's all the same, right? It's all lachem. Very good. So that's the shahar gezayin wants to know. What's the shahar? Right. Mar is not like that either. So you ask the kasha. Yes, yes, a friend over here. The Shagi Sai speaks about the Rebbe is high about the loss of the retire beyond. You have to learn tire. Look what he says, the Rebbe. He says, "Kidamin a bit better and soft him." Kalku chetzil achila shtir chetzil lebeis hamedrash vialaf lamikra kasa dachanam al shel lechem kasa says lechem kalku. I v'had it tzarach kra. What do you need pasuk for? Simcha v'had tape with lemish mitzvah simcha. What you have to learn? Why do we need a pasuk to tell us chetzil Hashem? That's simcha siyantim. If learning Torah is Simchas Yantif, so of course you have to learn on Torah. That's the Shai Yisai's question. Well, I kashim you. Ilav kro, not for the pasuk. Habamina da'apagam, I have to be Mechleyev on Yantif and Simcha. Divrei Torah is Bechlau. Bilochi Bekolshu. You can learn a little. In the Chanam, you have to learn on Yantif. Kimoshah, Vesam Echley, Vesam Ech, Vesat Zman, it feels Mamud. It doesn't feel a lot. Hamatar is Kanei Kula. It doesn't say how much meat you have to eat, Yannick Kazayas and meat. Says the Sephufi, the Shagisaye, your Yoitza Simchas Yantif will leave out. Well, I wouldn't need a pasuk then Chetzil Hashem for. There is because you don't know how much of it. I can learn 5 minutes on Yoitza, but you must learn. And when you're learning Torah on Yantif, in a kind of Simchas Yantif, comes along a Chiddush Gadol from Rav Zalti. In Shulchan Rav Eliyahu Baruch, he says, I would like to hear what the Rambam has to say to this Chiddush. He brings down the Shamati B'Shem Rabbi Tzal Zolti, Shaitim is a Chiddush Ledina. Shalai Mitayr B'Yantiv. If someone learns Torah on Yantiv, so you Mikayim it to Simchas Yantiv. Oh, if you Mikayim it to Simchas Yantiv, so you have the din of Isaac Mitzvah, Patama Mitzvah. Normally, when you're learning, if a Mitzvah comes up, you have to go do the Mitzvah. Something comes up, you go do the Mitzvah. But if Liman Atayr itself is the Mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv, so while you're learning on Yantiv, you're Patama from all other Mitzvahs, Isaac Mitzvah, Patama Mitzvah. That's a chiddush. Ba'af de ba'alma. We always find the Ba'alan Talmud Torah name it to say veres. Yes, I say zecher. You have to go do the mitzvah. And my mother calls me up. Come over. I'm middle of learning. I can't tell my sister to go. Halach is I have to go. But on Yontif, honey, that's the rest of the year. I'm not mekayim rak mitzvah Talmud Torah. So mitzvah zu nitches mit meishar mitzvah. Zay meir tush olay mitzvah. Kishulay me biyontif. If you're learning Torah on Yantif, you make a double mitzvah. One is Liman HaTorah, and also Simchas Yantif. But like Gara, and it's not any different than other mitzvahs, Isaac Mitzvah, Patamah Mitzvah. Yeah, Chiddush Gadol. That on Yantif, when you're learning Torah, you Patamah from all other mitzvahs. I don't have to do it. I'm Isaac Mitzvah, Patamah Mitzvah. And if you're Isaac in the mitzvah, if some other mitzvah came up, I don't have to go ahead and do it. Because I'm being Yaitzah now, Simchas Yantif, by Liman HaTorah. And Liman HaTorah could be 10 minutes, it could be a half hour, whatever. As long as I'm learning, I'm enjoying my learning. I'm the kind mitzvah Simchas Yantif. I'm the kind mitzvah Simchas Yantif. I'm Isaac. I'm Patur from all the mitzvahs. And I'll bring you a Meiridik Arayat Olam is going to be on a high. You can learn this Rashi from me. If you didn't know this before, you learn Rashi Pashit, you don't understand what Rashi's saying. But we have a Meiridik Arayat. What does the Dr. Mishnah says in Sukkah? Shluchei mitzvah Patur min HaSukkah. Those that are Patur and Sukkah. Zok Rashi, Holchei B'derech mitzvah, Kigain, Lilmoy Tyra. Lilmoy Tyra. Even if you're learning Torah, you have to go do the mitzvah. You have to sit in the sukkah. But the way we're learning, it's Meiridik. Because if you hold that Liman HaTorah on Yontif is Simchas Yontif, so you're going to learn Torah. Oh, you're learning Torah. You're Patur from sukkah. See, according to this, that's the part I don't get. You're supposed to learn in the sukkah. But Rashi's telling you that if you're learning Torah, someone says to you, oh, but you have to go sit in the sukkah. What do you mean? I'm Patur. I'm being Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. I don't have to sit in the sukkah. That's what seems from Rashi. So he says, he brings down, Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch brings down, Ubedi Nassim Tzvi, so Nassim Tzvi Finkel says, Ratza Yashi, he brings this Rashi, everyone asks, what's Rashi talking about? There's no din of Isaac Mitzvah. I said, how could if you're going to leave a Torah, you're Potter from Mitzvah Sukkah, even if you're learning Torah, you're Chayav. But the feel the way we're learning, it's beautiful. Achabi Torah, Shaloi, Potter, Mitzvah Sukkah, Shayach, Rak, Beregel. Them came kishaloi mitayra. I mean, mekayim mitzah simchas yantif. Shemitzah zu, you put them from sukkah. Yeah, chiddush. That on sukkah, if you're learning tayra, you don't have to sit in a sukkah. So I'm having simchas. If you're having simchas yantif, about if you're learning and you're not having simchas, you can't. But if you're learning tayra and you're having a simchas yantif, it comes out. You put them from sukkah. So we're gonna turn over the sheet now. The part that Mamish don't understand what he's saying. He wants to shlug up his teretz, but the Olam can tell me why it's a shlug up. I don't understand. He says, Ulam l'chari eish makam l'fak b'svar b'ikach shudizeh. What's the din of Talmud Torah? Why don't you have the Torah vice of mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah? Why not? Because he brings Rabbeinu Yoina. If the tachlis of limud Torah is lo min amanas l'chaim, you learn Torah, so you should keep the Torah. B'chol aloy mitzvah amanas l'chaim, then he's not doing the ratzon Hashem. Noyach l'shenepche, he should never come into the world then. You have to do the mitzvah. The whole reason we're learning Torah is to do. So if your mother calls you up, you got to go do it because that's the reason why we're doing it. So he says, Ashel, if he's an era, that's a din rak the mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's a din in the chetz of Talmud Torah. That the chetz of Torah is mechayev you to stop. Okay, Nera, the leich b'slei mashi. I have another mitzvah shemekayim b'talmud. I have a mitzvah simchas yantiv too. Saif, yeah, but it's being done through chefs of Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah itself, if I'm learning Torah, it can't stop me from doing another mitzvah. Who said? In other words, right now I'm doing Simchas Yantif.
He's saying the melus of that mitzvah.
Yeah, but what I don't get is that right now I'm doing what the Torah, I'm doing Simchas Yantif. I'm learning the Torah. Why do I learn Torah? I learn Torah, why? To do mitzvahs. Okay, I'm doing Simchas Yantif.
Learning Torah to do mitzvahs is a steer to the limit of Torah.
But now I'm doing the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif.
I understand.
So right now I am doing the mitzvah. I have a mitzvah I'm doing. I'm doing Simchas. I learned Torah to do mitzvahs. Okay. Torah tells me to be the Simcha. I am. I'm through the Torah. I'm the Simcha. No?
Enjoy playing basketball. That could be a Simcha. It has to be doing it from the right thing. The Torah is doing it from the right way.
We know that Torah is the Sameach way. I know that that's called Simcha.
I understand it's called Simcha, but it has to be done in a way that, like everybody was saying, that's the best kind of mitzvah. Otherwise, that's not a real simple. Something like this, like also doing it in the right way. You want to do that, you're not going to stop with the mitzvah itself. It's not a book. It's not even a mishmak, it's a sacred, I'm enjoying to read.
Yeah, but when I'm learning,
the right way to do the mitzvah is ask for some mitzvah. You don't miss any other calls, but give it a name. That's all nichol in the simple Torah.
You're not enjoying to give it a name.
That's part of the Torah of it. It's not just learn the Torah, kind of Torah. That's something to learn the Torah. It's not a song.
I know, but the Torah is telling me I have a mitzvah.
But
simple.
My simple is only because I'm being kind of mitzvahs with it. So I don't take one of the Torah as like because I'm learning.
No, but it is. It's because they are sharing some mitzvah. It's mitzvah. So I'm being kind of mitzvahs. Yeah, but even without it, I'm still doing the mitzvah of Lima. I'm learning Torah and I'm simple.
That's not Torah. That's the whole point. Lima's on Ras
Lassi. Yeah, but that's not the simple because I'm going to do the mitzvah. Right now, I'm the simple. Right now, I'm learning. I'm the simple. Right now, I'm learning. That's what all the Chazanish says. Don't say, I shouldn't be b'simcha when I'm learning. Of course, I'm supposed to be b'simcha when I'm. The Torah brings me simcha.
That's
not right. That's the whole Dhamma of Hagley Tal. And I'm saying, but there's still a simcha, like the Hagley Tal, right? That's right. What?
There isn't
any. What do you mean there
is? It's simple, but already calculated.
That's why I started with the Shagisai, the Marshal. Marsha Shagisai says that that's simple. Marsha clearly says the biyantiv tziv the simchas limud haTorah. It's misameach the leg in the kind simchas yantiv. That's why I said
it's what Hashem wants. It's not the Torah Hashem wants. That will not.
Why wouldn't Hashem want it?
If you're supposed to do a different mitzvah and not the Torah, that's not the Torah that Hashem wants. That's not the Torah that's misameach. I think that's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah,
it's a stretch.
Yeah.
I think it's a stretch. The very idea that Torah for some area, when you don't want to get out of bed, is also a stretch. Don't you accept that, right?
No, but the Torah isn't, if you're learning Torah, with it, I mean, we have a simple learning the Torah, so
it's
I have a simple.
It's not on your way through here. Not
right,
right.
If you're not.
That's not a simple.
I am not going to argue with you. You're right. That for that person, it's not a simple. But for those of us that there's a simcha, so we're doing the mitzvah, simchas yantiv. That's the Shagisai, and that's the Marsha. So anyway, it's something food for thought. But you should have in mind, by the way, that when you're learning Torah on Yom Tov, you mean the kind, and it's a Simchas Yom Tov too.